From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo has urged Indonesians to stay alert in the face of the Omicron threat, citing the infections reported in the country. General Listio Sigit, while reviewing COVID-19 vaccination at Celebes Convention Center on Friday, explained the community must implement the health protocols and avoid mass gatherings to prevent the spread of COVID-19, including the new variant. Indonesia has had 2,489.2 kilometers of operational toll roads nationwide by the end of 2021. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono in Jakarta on Friday said that the toll road networks connect productive locations such as industrial centers, tourism attractions, airports, and ports, reduce logistics and freight costs, and enhance the competitiveness of the domestic products. As of November 2021, the toll roads in the country comprised 795 kilometers of toll roads constructed. Between 1978 and 2014, 1,298 kilometers of toll road constructed in the 2015 to 2019 period and 246 kilometers of toll road developed in 2020 alone. Presidential Staff Office KSP Deputy Third Panutan Sulendra Kusuma believes that the development of the Unified Single Data Information System for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises MSMEs Cooperative will bolster market opportunity and the business ecosystem. Sulendra Kusuma remarked on Friday that the database will provide necessary information to the government to conceive a comprehensive program and conduct intervention as well as enhanced market opportunity and the business ecosystem. PT Angkasa Pura First, the operator of Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali, said the airport is ready to support the G20 summit in Bali, which is scheduled to be held in October 2022. President Director of Angkasa Pura First, Faik Fahmi, in a statement on Friday said that Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, as Bali's main air gateway for all delegates, is ready to support the 2022 G20 summit. He said the AP1 has prepared special routes at the international and domestic terminals for delegates arriving and departing from the airport. Let's move on to the international news. The Defense Ministry spokesman of Iran, Ahmad Husseini, in remarks carried on state television on Friday, said that Iran's space launch on Thursday failed to put its three payloads into orbit after the rocket was unable to reach the required speed. The attempted launch, which came as indirect U.S.-Iran talks take place in Austria to try to salvage a 2015 nuclear deal, drew criticism from the United States, Germany, and French. Husseini said in a documentary about the launch vehicle broadcast on state television and posted online that for a payload to enter orbit, it needs to reach speed above 7,600 meters per second. Iran reached 7,350. French President Emmanuel Macron on Friday said that the next few weeks will be difficult as the country headed into subdued New Year celebration after registering 232,200 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours, its highest ever recorded total. President Macron said in broadcast New Year's Eve address that the weeks to come will be difficult. French all knows that. New infection over the last 24 hours were above 200,000 for the third day running, making French one of the epicenter as a wave of infection linked to the Omicron variant sweeps across Europe. The World Health Organization WHO chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that he is optimistic that the coronavirus pandemic will be defeated in 2022, provided countries work together to contain its spread. As quoted by BBC.com, Dr. Ghebreyesus warned against narrow nationalisms on vaccine hoarding in a New Year's statement. His comments come 2 years since the WHO was first notified of cases of an unknown pneumonia strain in China. Global COVID cases now stand at 287 million, while nearly 5.5 million people have died. Listener, that was the news. First news comes from Bogor Regency, West Java. The Bogor Regency government in West Java province won the 2021 Innovative Government Award from the Ministry of Home Affairs. This is an achievement for the Bogor Regency for three consecutive years since 2019. Regent of Bogor Ade Yasin said on Thursday that there were four innovations from Bogor included in the 2021 Innovative Government Award. They are Bogor Pain Center in Ciawi Hospital, Graha Panjakarsa of the Social Service, Bogor Career Center at the Manpower Service and Louis Karsa in Louis Liang Hospital. Meanwhile, Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian said that Innovative Government Award is an annual routine activity held to encourage government performance in a creative and innovative direction. Next news comes from the city of Surabaya, East Java. The Surabaya city government also received an award as the most innovative city in the 2021 Innovative Government Award from the Ministry of Home Affairs, which was announced virtually last Wednesday. Mayor of Surabaya Eri Cahyadi, when receiving the award virtually in his office, said, connected public services with one database awarded in the Innovative City category. The public service include health service, low-income communities, online and integrated service one-gate system between the Surabaya Population Service, religious courts and the Ministry of Religion Surabaya and Surabaya Single Window. The last news comes from Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. The provincials of West Nusa Tenggara rallies on three legendary culinary delights, namely Taliwang grilled chicken, Rarang spiced chicken and Rembiga satay, to support the tourism industry so that it can continue to develop. Head of the West Nusa Tenggara Industry Service, Nurianti Tajuddin, said in Mataram Wednesday that three culinary legend, Lombok specialty, is included in the West Nusa Tenggara's food industry development program. He also said that Taliwang grilled chicken, Rembiga satay and Rarang spiced chicken could support the tourism industry because they already exist in package form so that tourists can use them as souvenirs to take home. Each of these culinary delights already has its own production house built by micro, small and medium enterprises assisted by the West Nusa Tenggara's Industry Service.
January 1st is the start date of a new year. The turn of the year itself has started since Roman times. In addition to the new year, there are a number of interesting events that we have managed to summarize from various sources. January 1st, new year is the beginning of the change of year. The determination of January 1st as the beginning of a new year has occurred since Roman times. Initially, the Roman calendar only had 10 months and 304 days. Later, King Numa Pompilius added 2 months to the year. King Numa Pompilius added the months Januarius and Februarius to the Roman calendar. However, the calendar was not aligned with the sun. Emperor Julius Caesar later changed it in consultation with the leading astronomers and mathematicians of his time. After repairs, Julius Caesar made the Julian calendar in harmony with the sun. In the Julian calendar, January 1st was set as the first day of the new year. The Julian calendar is similar to the Gregorian calendar used by most countries in the world. In January 1, 1959, Cuban Revolution. The Cuban Revolution was an armed rebellion to overthrow the Cuban dictator Fulgencio Batista y Zaldívar, who was a henchman of the United States. The revolution ended with the fall of the Batista regime on January 1, 1959, by Movimiento 26 de Julio, led by Fidel Alejandro Castro Ruz. The Cuban Revolution was part of the war. The cold that had occurred was spelled July 26, 1953 to January 1, 1959. The Cuban Revolution involved important figures in it, namely Ernesto Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. Then Fidel Castro was appointed as Cuba's leader after succeeding in overthrowing the Batista regime. And listener, that's today in history.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo in Denpasar, Bali, Monday laid the groundwork for the construction of an international hospital in Bali. In his remarks broadcast on the YouTube channel, President Joko Widodo expressed his hope that Bali would become a health tourism destination. It is expected that if Bali International Hospital in the Sanur tourism area is already operating, there is no need for Indonesians to seek medical treatment abroad, because domestic health services are complete. He also hopes that in the future, Sanur will become a special economic health zone. According to President Joko Widodo, every year about 2 million Indonesians go abroad to get health care in Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, the United States, and other countries. Consequently, Indonesia loses money worth around 97 trillion rupiah. The president appreciated the idea of building the Bali International Hospital by Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir and his staff. He also hopes that Indonesia can be an option for foreign nationals who wants to get good health services, because the hospital to be built is also a collaboration with the well-known Mayo Clinic in the United States. Meanwhile, Minister Erick Thohir stated that the constructions of these international standards hospital projects will be completed in May 2023. On the same occasion, Minister Erick also reported that in 2020, a total net profit of 390 billion rupiah was achieved by Indonesian state-owned enterprises. In 2021, there was improving ecosystem and efficiencies, and the total net profit is 2.6 trillion rupiah. He explained that the construction of this Bali International Hospital will use not only state-owned enterprises funds, but also funds from the government banks. The ministry is consolidating the hospital so that it has high service standards. According to Minister Erick Thohir, international hospitals also functions to help Bali through health tourism, so that there is a new continuity for tourism in Bali.
Thank you. ternyata hati tak sanggup melupa.
Radio Voice of Indonesia, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Talang Kemulon Waterfall is located in Talang Kemulon Village, Danau Kerinci District, Kerinci Regency, Jambi Province, and included in the Kerinci Seblat National Park area. This waterfall looks like a staircase with clear gurgling water because it is hidden behind a forest in the Kerinci Seblat National Park area. The atmosphere around this waterfall is still natural. It really offers an exotic panorama. Tourists called the tourism destination, which was discovered in 1995 as a hidden paradise. There are 12 levels of towering stairs. At each level, visitors will get a different sensation. Infrequently, visitors find various types of stones on each step, including a gate. Beautiful scenery can be enjoyed even visitors are at the lowest level. In addition, the water flowing through the rocks is so clear, cold, and soothing. The capacity pool is not so wide, so visitors can only play in water here. They can also sit back and relax on the biggest rock rightly in front of the waterfall. The green panoramic background around the waterfall makes tourists feel comfortable to linger here. To visit this tourism destination is not difficult. Tourists only need about 15 minutes by motor vehicles to get to the end of the village. Then the journey continues again on foot for 1 hour from the village of Kemulon. The trip will not be boring because during the trip, tourists will be accompanied by the sound of chirping birds and other animals calling each other. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui, ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, temanimu yang terluka hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau letih coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana, mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
An application aimed at people with disabilities was developed by Alif Mahardika as a student at the Apple Developer Academy with six colleagues, namely Felicia Stefani U, Graciela Gabriel A, Jasi Fabria, Roni Fabrian, Roshani Ayu P, and Yafonia K, M, and Huta Barat. Peta Netra is a guide for the blind. This application is expected to be able to help them independently to navigate public areas, one of which is Pomas Transportation at MRT Jakarta stations. The development of this app was inspired by one of the team members, Gracilia, whose parents lost their sight at a young age. Navigation is one of the biggest obstacles when traveling on public transportation alone. Based on this problem, the Peta Netra team conducted research. The result is that the visually impaired want the public environment to be designed so that they can do it themselves independently. Currently, Peta Netra is here to take advantage of the accessibility and AR features on the iPhone. Interestingly, not only that, there is an additional application called Peta Netra Maps Editor that helps them map the room easily. When the application is opened, Peta Netra will immediately detect the location. Then the application displays everything around the user. After selecting the destination location, navigation will appear. Users simply point the phone forward and the application reads out instructions, starting with directions, warning of the presence of holes, and tapping the card when entering and exiting the gate. Even though Alif and his team have graduated from university, they admit that they will not stop developing the Peta Netra application because they believe this technology will make it easier for the blind. Currently, Peta Netra itself has collaborated with MRT Jakarta to map all stations and their surroundings. The hope is that one day Peta Netra will become open source where everyone can use it and Alif only have to manage it. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. jatuh hati padamu sepenuh hati, hidup pun akan ku beri, apapun kan ku lakui, tapi tak pernah ku bermimpi kau tinggalkan aku pergi. Tanpa tahu rasa ini, ingin rasaku membenci. Tiba-tiba kamu datang saat kau telah dengan dia. Semakin hancur hatiku. Jangan datang lagi cinta, bagaimana aku bisa lupa, padahal kau tahu keadaannya. Kau bukanlah untukku. Jangan lagi rindu cinta, ku tak mau ada yang terluka. Bahagiakan dia, aku tak apa. Biar aku yang pura-pura lupa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we are going to present a keroncong song entitled Di Bawah Sinar Bulan sung by Sundari Sukoco, one of the divas of Indonesian keroncong singers. Created by Maladi, this song describes the beauty of the night atmosphere during a full moon, whose presence brings joy, cheerfulness, and comfort of the sorrowful heart. The song Di Bawah Sinar Bulan is one of the most popular keroncong songs in Indonesia. Alright listeners, here is Sundari Sukoco with the song Di Bawah Sinar Bulan. Enjoy listening!
Thank you.
jadi senang. Si miskin pun yang hidup sengsara semalam itu bersuka.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.